Procurement and purchasing objectives. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines procurement, purchasing, and some related terms as follows. Procurement. The business functions of procurement planning, purchasing, inventory control, traffic, receiving, incoming inspection, and salvage operations. Purchasing. The term used in industry and management to denote the function of and the responsibility for procuring materials, supplies, and services. Physical supply. The movement and storage of goods from suppliers to manufacturing. The cost of physical supply is ultimately passed on to the customer. Supplier. 1. Provider of goods or services. 2. Seller with whom the buyer does business, as opposed to vendor, which is a generic term referring to all sellers in the marketplace. Procurement is the overall process of establishing specifications, selecting suppliers, negotiating contracts, and then procuring goods and services from suppliers. Purchasing is a subset of this process that involves working with selected suppliers to obtain specific goods and services under some type of contract, from a basic purchase order to a more involved contract type. Purchasing includes monitoring suppliers to ensure that materials flow to the organization with the proper timing and that services are performed correctly, following up with and controlling suppliers as needed and expediting orders. The objectives of procurement relate to higher-level supply goals, such as a desire to form a strategic alliance with a supplier. The objectives of purchasing relate to efficient and effective purchasing at a more detailed level. Both need to link to strategic objectives. For example, low-cost leader products will have different priorities than products that are designed to be differentiated in other ways. Keep this in mind as we discuss procurement and purchasing objectives, as well as supply chain or lean purchasing objectives and sustainability purchasing objectives. Procurement objectives. Once the decision has been made to procure, what goals typically drive organizations' procurement strategies and processes? Generally, the procurement objectives are two. Identify capable suppliers, suppliers who meet the organization's procurement goals on a regular basis, including those for delivery lead time, quality, and cost. Obtain goods in the necessary quantity with the necessary quality and in a reliable time frame. Reduce costs of supplies and therefore costs of operation. Remember, however, that low cost is not the same as best cost. A part's cost should be judged by the total cost of ownership, which includes acquisition, logistics, quality, yield versus amount of scrap, maintenance/repair, and disposal. Minimize the risks of outsourcing, such as loss of competitive knowledge or suppliers acting in their own interests, which may conflict with the organization's interests. Implement responsible procurement, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Ensuring the use of ethical sources of goods and services where a firm does business to bring about a positive impact and minimize the negative impact on societies and environments. This includes processes for identifying, assessing, and managing the environmental, social, and ethical risks in the supply chain. Another important strategy is reducing, reusing, and recycling materials. These goals shape the way organizations select strategic supply alliances and partners, negotiate and execute terms, and implement processes to reduce risk, conventional purchasing objectives. Both strategic and tactical sourcing strategies use the purchasing process as a way to achieve certain objectives, obtain goods in the desired quantity and with the specified quality, secure the best possible price for the materials, receive the desired service level, including delivery lead time, maintain a reputation as a good customer. This will enable manufacturers to sustain relationships with trusted suppliers and attract new ones. Purchase products with sustainable goals in mind. Purchasing involves the interaction of an organization and one or more suppliers that provide any number of items, from raw materials to components to manufacturing equipment. Conventional purchasing objectives include the following. Purchase the correct goods and services in the specified quality and quantity. Purchase goods and services at the lowest total cost to the organization. Minimize delivery lead times and optimize other aspects of customer service, such as delivery at the right time and place. All of these objectives are and will continue to be a high priority at any organization. Ensuring that the specifications for an order are clear and exact is placed as the primary objective, rather than placing cost above these considerations. When suppliers can meet the first objective, then the second objective is pursued to minimize total cost. Rather than working only to minimize purchase price, purchasing departments often instead focus on the landed cost or the total cost of ownership. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Landed cost. This cost includes the product cost plus the costs of logistics, such as warehousing, transportation, and handling fees. Total cost of ownership, TCO. In supply chain management, the total cost of ownership of the supply delivery system is the sum of all the costs associated with every activity of the supply stream. The main insight that TCO offers to the supply chain manager is the understanding that the acquisition cost is often a very small portion of the total cost of ownership. Both landed cost and TCO include not only the purchase price but also the transportation cost and the cost of inventory holding. Total cost of ownership is broader, however, and also includes the cost of poor quality, rejects, scrap, rework, inspections, etc., and possibly the cost of end-of-life disposal. It may involve, for example, doing benefit cost analyses on whether to use a bulk purchase discount plus the ability to ship in full truckload quantities, while also accounting for the increased inventory holding cost trade-off or to ship just what is needed in more expensive partial truckloads. The last of the conventional purchasing objectives starts with minimizing delivery lead times. This is the time from when the order is placed until it is delivered to the organization. Shortening lead times can help to ensure a more timely response to actual demand so the organization can rely less on forecasting and its inherent errors. Organizations might decide that this is very important for some materials while prioritizing low cost for others, which might result in these items being shipped by a slow, inexpensive method such as ocean cargo ship. Other aspects of customer service might include how quickly the supplier responds to marketing, engineering, and production planning changes, as well as simply having low rates of errors in deliveries, supply chain management, and lean procurement / purchasing objectives. Some additional procurement or purchasing objectives are now critical in this interconnected world, especially at organizations that have embraced supply chain management concepts or are invested in lean production. Invest in partnerships with key suppliers for mutual gain by developing their potential and developing and maintaining ongoing relationships. Fulfill organizational social responsibility and sustainability goals by extending these policies to supplier selection and purchases. A core concept of supply chain management is that the total cost of ownership extends beyond the walls of the organization. An entire supply chain's total costs and total value added are reflected in the final price and value to the consumer. Based on this way of thinking, pursuing cost reductions to the point where a supplier goes out of business or reduces quality will be a net loss for all participants. While not every supplier can or should become a trusted partner, organizations are now pursuing these partnerships to reduce costs over the long term, such as by not needing to inspect incoming shipments due to high quality. Lean production systems depend on having a few long-term relationships with dependable suppliers to get perfect quality materials delivered just in time. This is sometimes called dock-to-stock. Often these partnerships are used for bottleneck materials, items that, if not received, will halt production, and other critical materials, such as those that constitute order winners. Commodities are often still sourced using lowest cost, but even here suppliers that offer services like short lead time may be invited to form closer relationships. Massive supply chain disruptions were experienced first during the pandemic, but continued much longer than that. This has forced organizations to question the risks involved in a just-in-time or lean environment. Many organizations are now realizing that they need more resilience than the pure versions of these systems allow. Much like customer relationship management, supplier relationship management is a business philosophy. Many organizations use supplier relationship management to develop and maintain long-term supplier relationships. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supplier relationship management, SRM, as follows. A comprehensive approach to managing an enterprise's interactions with the organizations that supply the goods and services the enterprise uses. The goal of SRM is to streamline and make more effective the processes between an enterprise and its suppliers. SRM is often associated with automating procure-to-pay business processes, evaluating supplier performance, and exchanging information with suppliers. An e-procurement system is often an example of an SRM family of applications. SRM is often accompanied by software tools of the same name to help not only purchasing, but also marketing, engineering, and production planning to communicate with suppliers regularly, as well as to monitor and control these relationships. Sustainable purchasing objectives. Organizations committed to sustainable procurement focus closely on item specifications. At the design level, requirements are analyzed to reduce the overall use of materials in an item's life cycle from production and shipping through disposal of the product. Avoid the use of limited or threatened resources, such as certain types of timber. Avoid items that can contribute to environmental damage and health hazards to factory workers and neighboring communities. Guarantee that sustainable product claims can be substantiated, such as how Gerber is using blockchain to provide a chain of custody for their organic baby food ingredients to ensure that they are indeed organic. The organization's requirements for sustainable purchasing are executed at the procurement level. This may involve requiring that suppliers provide certifications about the source of raw materials or lab reports that confirm ingredients, or that they comply with policies designed to decrease packaging. Corporate social responsibility and sustainability objectives also come from a supply chain perspective, because organizations are often now held accountable for not only their own actions, but also for the actions of their suppliers. In selecting suppliers and in monitoring and controlling their activities, purchasing plays a large role in ensuring that these policies are implemented. Sustainable purchasing at the hotel group. When purchasing its products, whether they are obtained from strategic sourcing or tactical buying, the hotel holding company's purchasing department distributes a list of sustainable guidelines that specify ingredients that may not be used. This is critical since the hotel group's market image emphasizes health and well-being. It purchases branded products such as toiletries that are associated with natural sources. They are transitioning to the use of organic cottons and spa robes. This commitment to sustainable principles extends to less visible purchases. Painting and carpeting contractors must use products that control the emission of gases that may pose health risks or cause discomfort, for example, low VOC, volatile organic compound, paints and glues. The hotel group specifies that the printed materials it orders use inks from renewable sources. It pays a little more for linens that will last longer. Purchasing also requires suppliers to provide proof that they are using sustainable materials. They are aware, however, of the misuse of green labels. To combat this, purchasing agents work with third-party auditors who verify that sources have fulfilled the requirements for a sustainable label.